T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe, we're doing a story about Niagara Falls Boulevard, and we noticed the other day that on the east end of Niagara Falls Boulevard, the Amherst side, they've already installed a bunch of light fixtures, and they're up and running. They're the LED, and it's really lit up the road that was previously dark before. And we know that there are plans for the town of Tonawanda to do it on that side there. What's the latest on when the lights will be installed, when they'll be up and running? Because I know you guys have a little bit of a different situation.
We do have a different situation, and your timing is excellent, because actually last night the town board authorized the process to move forward with our agreement with National Grid to buy all the lights in the town. The Amherst was a little bit different. They separated their Niagara Falls Boulevard project from their town LED lighting project. We combined everything together. So we had to get everything lined up a little bit more complicated on our side. So, but we did, we do have the agreement that was signed or agreed to, voted upon last night. It was signed by me this morning, and we will be forwarding that then to the Public Service Commission, the PSC, who will make a determination. They'll review the contract with National Grid and the town, and that's going to take a few months. It could take up to 6 months, I'm told, to get an answer back from the PSC.
Okay.
Once that is done, Niagara Falls Boulevard will be the first street that we work on to get the LED lights up. There's going to be approximately 49 poles with new LED lighting on them, 46 going on the existing poles, light poles that are, utility poles that are already there, and then there'll be 3 additional poles added. So we'll have 49 poles. Certainly, that's the people are probably going to say, I can just see it now, Supervisor Culpa and I are going to be entertaining calls saying it's too bright on Niagara Falls Boulevard, but better that problem than the problem we're facing now.
Yeah, I mean, we were also chatting with a local business on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and they were, you know, saying that already it looks great on that road because the visibility at night is so much better. They're also lauding that the speed limit is lowered from 45 to 40. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's being done on the boulevard, and how much do you think this is going to impact ultimately the safety of commuters, especially during the nighttime hours?
Well, you know, I think the lighting may or may not have contributed to the accident that have occurred. Okay, I don't know if that's been any determination, but it certainly can't hurt. Okay, both the pedestrians though and the motorists along Niagara Falls Boulevard still got to be aware of pedestrian traffic that may shoot out in the traffic.
All right, and Joe, so it's going to be several months before all this stuff comes out with the lighting. Is there anything going to be done in the meantime, though? Any other upgrades that we can be aware of?
To the boulevard?
Yeah, whether it's...
I wouldn't anticipate, you know, the DOT, New York State DOT is still, you know, they're doing their thing. Amherst and the town are working together to get the lighting up first, and, you know, then we'll be going forward after we get the lights up to work with Amherst and DOT to work on other improvements that can be made to make it possibly a safer road.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.